technology is changing, and who knows what's in store for the future. You're listening to the New IT Podcast, where we talk with forward-thinking companies to learn what they're doing to be leaders in their space and how they use technology to disrupt their industry. Welcome to the New IT. The New IT today, we're going to be talking about crazy resignation nation, people leaving, but they've got to go somewhere, right, Brad?
Right, absolutely. Well, I mean, I know we've already done the show, the Great Resignation. We just kind of wanted to provide a little bit of an update. And
well, it's been 6 months or so since we did that. I mean, it's been a while, and let's see where the world is. I mean, you're kind of in the thick of that whole job market and the technology market. I want to bend your ear today.
Absolutely. Let's do it. It's been a while since it's been just me and you, so glad to play catch up for a minute.
Yeah. Talk about this crazy technology world we're living. There's so much craziness going on with the crypto spaces. You know, there's so much buzz and hype around all of that crypto, NFTs, those that new kind of branch Web3 stuff. Are you seeing Web3 hiring yet? I suspect not yet.
No, I mean, very rare. Like, I mean, I've heard more is more of it being a side project for you know,
all these guys,
everybody else
dipping their toes, don't know if it's a fad,
exactly
that kind of stuff. Yeah,
yeah. With nothing yet.
With a name like Web3, though, I mean, come on, Web2, then Web3, I got to be a part of that, right?
What about Web4 or Web5?
Yeah, let's just jump straight to Web4, where they lock it into our brain, right?
Exactly, right?
Sorry, I got us off track, because that's what I do, Brad.
That's what it's about. It's technology. And it's the future.
We haven't done this for a while, so we're getting back into the swing of it, right?
Absolutely.
So, first question. So, like I said, people are leaving. You know, that's the whole point of the resignation. People were leaving their jobs, blah, blah, blah. But people got to go somewhere, right, Brad?
Absolutely.
Where are they going?
Well, they're going everywhere. I mean, right now, I think that there are so many open positions and open jobs. It's a candidate's market. They can go wherever they want. So they can totally switch industries. They can switch verticals. It doesn't really matter. They can go wherever they want.
I'm trying to wrap my head around why. Why is there so much need for tech right now? What happened in the world that grew the tech? I mean, it's not a whole lot different than it was a few years ago. I mean, I know COVID did a lot of stuff, but what has changed?
I think from my vantage point, I think the need for tech now just kind of hit. I think we had it before, but I think what COVID did is it allowed us to say, well, we can't wait for tomorrow, because if we want our customers, we can't have them indoors or we can't have them on premises. So we gotta go digital.
Do some tech. Yeah,
exactly.
We gotta be a part of this tech world and bringing the whole world in, which also opens them up for millions more customers.
Right? Exactly. So, I mean, it's a win-win, but I think it's that adaptation to say, oh, well, yeah, this was kind of in our plans. We were planning on doing it in a couple of years, but COVID just kind of forced us to do it. And now, because of that, you're seeing these large projects continue to go and continue to push forward. So you're just seeing that over and over and over.
Yeah. So if I'm this security guy, I'm a security guru, and I've worked at this company, blah, 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 and I'm a part of the great resignation, and I've left that company, where do I go?
Wherever you want.
I know, but how does that look?
What does it look like?
Yeah. I mean, I just go knock on a virtual door and say, yo, gun for hire, baby.
So you're saying, how do you leave your job? Okay, yes. That's something completely different. Well, there's a few different ways. Obviously, you can use a recruiter, which is like what we do, or a recruiter will reach out to you, which is basically what they should be doing. Or you can just go out and find it on your own. I mean, there's lots of social channels out there. LinkedIn is fantastic for this sort of thing. Facebook, pretty much anywhere. It's who you know and who you see is hiring, and then being able to try and work your magic that way.
Is the big change too that nobody has to work in an office anymore? Is that a part of the change here. Now I don't have to worry about being relocated to Illinois. I can just work for an Illinois based company. Is that a part of this whole thing, or am I, is it a small part, or is it a big part? Maybe that's my question.
I think it's maybe about 30%. I think companies are still doing that, but now that we're kind of, I don't want to say we're at the tail end, but now that we're seeing things kind of get back to normal and normalize things, you're starting to see that change, and you're wanting companies to have their people in office. They want that hybrid approach to where they can come in 2 or 3 days a week, build that culture, build that team, and then continue to grow.
So is that leveling out now, that they're not looking, that this old madhouse for, hey, I don't have to work anywhere but at my house, is that coming to an end? I mean, is that changing?
No, I mean, I still think you're going to have that, and that will always be there. I think it just depends on the company and the company culture and what they want to do.
No, that makes sense. Interesting.
Go ahead. Case in point, I mean, I have a client I'm working with right now. When I first started working with them, they said, oh, yeah, we can do remote, no problem. So we end up sending them some candidates. One of them was located about 3 hours away. Not too far, but still. They told me remote was okay. Okay, no big deal. They interview them. They liked them. They were going to send them an offer. Last minute, they pulled it back and says, yeah, on second thought, we really want somebody in-house 3 days a week to do the hybrid model. And it's like, okay, I get it, but don't go that far.
In the beginning? Exactly. Yeah. Jeez. Interesting.
Don't even bother to interview the candidate if you're not serious about remote.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that happening a lot? Are a lot of companies starting to go, ooh?
No. I mean, I don't see that too often. It's just one of those that
one offs.
Yeah. I mean, they're one offs.
And it's
they're
something to think
happen.
About from a candidate's position. It's you gotta.
You gotta really understand and know and. No, I mean that's it. I mean, from a company perspective, you got to know who you're going after.
We got dinging going on here, man.
Yeah, it happens.
Bunch of dingings.
Bunch of dingers.
Whenever you do a podcast, you're supposed to turn your phone down, people.
Really? I didn't
know
that.
Jesus, professionalism here.
Who knew?
Yeah, what happens on the show stays on the show, unfortunately.
Something like that.
It's all about the content, not about how beautiful the editing is.
Absolutely.
So let's get back on topic. So how are companies dealing with this, man? How are... what are they doing for the whole reset thing or bringing in candidates? What are they doing to look pretty? Because it's right now kind of a problem for them.
Yeah, I mean, right now, I mean, we're in a situation where it's a candidate's market. I mean, they can pretty much go and pick and choose wherever they want to go. So it's
the days of them having 10,000 applicants, that's not happening now?
No, I still think you get that. Oh, but okay. Because of that, they can't filter all of that. They can't go through all of that. Plus, when you start to get more into specialized positions and things like that, that's when it becomes a little bit harder and trickier to find exactly who you're looking for. So that creates this demand from what they need. Yes, so, you may still get applicants, but how many are qualified? How many can actually do the job? So that filtering process is still there. But to be able to find those people, that's where it becomes a little bit more difficult.
I see. Are they leaning on recruiters more than they have in the past? Is this... kind of a better space for recruiters, would you say?
I would say yes and no. We're busier than we've ever been. We're continuing to grow month over month, and we're just continuing to place candidates left and right. So it's a good thing, but at the same point, be careful, because I mean, eventually the bubble will pop, and whether that be candidates there's not enough or there's too many, or whether that be the company saying, you know what, we don't need to give in to all the demands that these candidates are looking for.
Interesting. From my point of view, you know, from actually in the tech space and seeing what's out there, I've done some hiring here in the last few years. And on my scale, I don't see a whole lot of difference. I have moved some of my employees to office homework, you know, to,
okay.
at home.
Yeah, yeah.
And one even moved, you know, long, long away, but he is still an integral part of the company.
Okay.
And it's funny because I'm like, I wish I'd have done this sooner. It's like so, it's cool. And I think that comes down to hiring the right people.
Oh, I agree.
You have to have the right people that are go-getters, that are going to be responsible with the fact that that they're at home and they're still taking on the responsibilities. But for me, it's been interesting. I haven't had a problem hiring folks, but...
Well, and I think it goes on that same token, too. From a company perspective, you need to have your processes in place and set up so that way your people being remote can be successful. It's not just, okay, we're working from home now. No, you need to have processes and procedures in place, and you need to find things to do non-work related to engage your team, because you're missing that in-person, nostalgia, meeting, connection, of the above. So you need to replace that somehow.
So is there something that companies are doing to look more desirable? Do you know what I mean? Have they changed any way the way that they get potential workers?
Yes and no. I mean, I believe they are, but at the same point,
like what though? What are they doing? I'm curious.
They're being more flexible. They're understanding that this.
Are they
new
giving
workforce,
more benefits, or is that just always been a thing? Or do they?
No, I mean that's always been a thing. I mean they're just. One, they're trying to provide better benefits. Two, they're trying to make sure that they understand the work-life balance, because this new generation...
Are they highlighting culture better?
Exactly. Mm. It's I wouldn't say it's necessarily culture, but it's, hey, we understand you have a life outside of work. Here, we want to kind of cater to you. You don't have that traditional 9-to-5 anymore. Get the work done. You know what needs to be done. Go and do it, and you can do it at your leisure as long as it gets done by the end of the day.
Yeah, it seems like it's funny because that's kind of the way I've always been. My right. company's always kind of run like that. I just think happy employees make happy clients. So if you really, you know, my spiel about customer service, it's always been you can teach your employees everything they need to do to have good customer service, but if they don't feel appreciated by you or that the company is cool and they love working for it, there's not going to be good customer, no matter what you teach them.
I 100% agree. Right.
It comes down to employee happiness.
It does.
If you can do that, then you've got this army of awesome people that love your company that's going to go out. And there's nothing better for your company than that, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, people that work for you, they need to feel a purpose. They need to feel a sense of belonging. And if they don't feel that, then they're going to leave. That's the whole premise of the Great Resignation.
Yes.
All of these people were in these positions saying,
I hate this.
Yeah, I'm not really into this anymore. Mm-hmm. This isn't what I want. I kind of took it because it was maybe a promotion or maybe a step up or maybe more money. The Great Resignation basically said, yeah, do I really want that?
I'm looking for a company that appreciates me.
Exactly.
And is that happening now?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't even say appreciate, just understands what I'm looking for. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's interesting. What do you think of the future? We're in this whole world, and it's been turmoil for the last 2-3 years. It's been a little in the tech space. It's been very interesting to be a part of this. What do you think about the future?
So, you know, I place like software developers and web developers, software engineers and web developers for the most part. And according to the Bureau of Labor and Statistics, for web developers, we're expected to grow in that industry about 5% by 2030. So there's lots of jobs there. Mm. I think that's obviously going to go up, but that's what they're
especially when Web 3 blows up. It's right? gone, I'm telling you.
it may well be. So, and then from the software engineer side of things, that's expected to grow by 15%. Mm. So when you see that growth, there, until we can keep up, it's going to continue to be that way. Still going to continue to be those jobs there.
So do you think it's going to be even more of a problem?
I do.
That we're going to have a harder time finding... Which is really cool for people or the communities out there, hopefully if you're listening, well, the people that probably should listen to this aren't going to listen to it because they don't understand.
Right.
But there is a great opportunity for tech and to run that tech. Everything is going to the web. Everything's going to the cloud. But people still have to run stuff.
Absolutely.
And as technology gets bigger and bigger and bigger to take care of all of the connectivity, there's no better time to be in the tech space, and it feels like to me.
Is that
true?
I 100% agree. I mean, like I said, I mean, just off of those stats alone, I mean, that's where you see colleges, they're now putting out boot camps. That's where you see like Dev Mountain or even university saying, "Hey, come do a 12-week boot camp to learn this." That's great, and that fills the position short term, but how does that help that person grow even more into their skill sets? That's the real question we need to answer.
Are we going to see more consultants or more people, more guys starting their own businesses in the tech space? Do you think that's a more open piece, or maybe that's just going to be for the visionaries that it's always been? Or are there going to be more consultants and folks just kind of being guns for hire? Do you see that more in the future? What do you think?
I think it'll still be the mix. I mean, let's be honest. There are still people that they're worker bees. You're still going to see that.
People, and they're not interested in growing a company, no matter how smart they are.
And even if it's just you as your own company or you as a consultant, most people are too afraid to do that because they just don't understand it. So you're going to still see those worker bees continue to be there.
And it still feels like security when you work for a company.
Exactly.
When you're on your own, it's more risky. It is. And it does take a special kind of person to want to do that risk. The payoffs are huge, but you don't think that's going to change much, that whole mindset owning your own business,
You'll still have the people that do it, and you'll still have the people that realize, hey, this is more beneficial. But I still think you're going to have the same amount of people. I think it may go up a little bit, but it's going to stay the same.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. I'm curious about the future. I think 3 to 5 years from now, are we going to be in a different world? What do you think?
I think we
feel like we are definitely on a way to this really blow up excitement of tech.
I agree. I
but
think
we're
going
to have the people to manage.
Well, yeah, I mean, here's the thing is, I mean, tech is not limited to just the United States. Tech is worldwide. So there are a lot of other countries that have great employees that can help you with your tech stack. It's
true.
It's whether or not companies are going to adapt to that or not, or be willing to sponsor and bring them to the United States. That's going to be the interesting part.
Yeah. There's one thing we have not talked about, and I'm going to throw a little wrench in the mix here.
Let's do it.
Because I don't know what my thoughts are. I don't even know what my thoughts are on this. So okay. I'm going to ask you, what role is AI going to play in this whole space?
Ooh,
is it going to take over jobs? I mean, since computers started back in the 50s, they were talking about, oh no, people aren't going to have jobs because the computers are going to take over the jobs. But AI is getting pretty good now. There is a lot of stuff that AI can do way better than we can.
You're right, and you're already seeing it with automation. I think those types of tasks, absolutely. I think you're going to see more of that.
Less people answering the phone and more robots answering the phone.
Yep. More automated systems that understand and can relate your inquiry better.
That are better than press 1 for customer service. Press 2 for support.
So
Press 3 if you've had a problem with, you know, this widget that you bought. Oh, my hell.
Drives me nuts.
0000 and trying to get to an operator.
Right?
Now people are turning that part off, too.
They are.
Pissing me off.
Right?
Damn AI. Sorry.
I know. So, long story short, yeah, I mean, you're going to start to see that.
Do you think it's going to hurt, though? Is it going to take up the slack and maybe relax the job market a little bit that you don't think it's going to do that?
Let me ask you this. Who is maintaining the AI code? Who's setting up the parameters?
Yeah.
It's people.
Right.
So it's not going to go away. It's never going to go away. It's just how we the way we've built it, it's not, it's never going to be non-existent. It may make automation of tasks easier and other parts, but it's never going to go away.
Yeah, that's a good point. I was talking to my son the other day, and he was showing me a guy on YouTube that builds AI to, like, okay, play video games.
Yeah.
And, like, his AI beats everybody on the video games, which is interesting. But you just brought up the point. He's the one who created the AI. I mean, it's kind of still a human thing that made it work the way it did.
Exactly.
And I don't think I thought about that before.
I mean,
when the AI starts creating the AI, that's when we have to worry.
Exactly. That's exactly where I was going with that one. Then you got to worry about Terminator and all that fun stuff.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Or they'll just take care of us.
So let me ask you this. I mean, what do you think? I mean, help me understand where you think technology's going. Where do you think AI is going? Where do you think, you know, NFTs, crypto, where do you think all that's going?
Yeah, I've just jumped head first into the crypto space and the NFT space. Yeah. I've just kind of
immersed yourself.
Yes, I've immersed myself, and it's funny the divisiveness going on in that whole world.
Really?
Yeah, because there's so many people, and I have a lot of respected, highly intelligent technology folks that are telling me, Bobby, crypto is not going, it's not going to go anywhere, and NFTs are a total fad, and I'm just dumbfounded by that mentality and that thought. And
really,
I don't think that. I think it is the future, how a lot of things are going to be run. I know that's so vague, and it is vague, but I just feel like a lot of us didn't understand the internet in the early 90s. And what it meant, and what it was going to do, and what it could do. I remember the first time in college, I sat down at a computer and was like, okay, it's on the internet. And I was like,
okay man.
Cool.
What is that supposed to do?
Everybody's hyping about this. I don't get it.
Right.
I what do I do now? And I don't remember. I remember sitting down with a guy, and he was showing me. He's like, well, you can go here. I don't even remember where he went, because I was thinking, I was so unimpressed.
Fair enough. I was like,
ugh. And truthfully, the first time I heard about non-fungible tokens, NFTs, I'm like, that's stupid.
That's a fad.
I don't get that. I don't get it. And I was full in on crypto.
Okay.
Right? And once you really dive into the whole contract and how that contract matters, it's not about the art. It's not about the cool pictures. Yeah. All that is a marketing tool.
Okay. I didn't know that.
But the actual function and the way NFTs are going to change things in the future is much bigger than a stupid piece of art. That is not what the technology is about. And I think that's what everybody tries to wrap their head around because of all of the hype with the Bored Ape Yacht Club and all these, oh, how can this stupid JPEG be worth $3 million? That is the stupid. Are you all just a bunch of lemmings jumping off a cliff? This is stupid. It's crazy. But they don't understand the technology behind the blockchain and the tokens and the contracts and how all of those are a piece for something much bigger. Think about, you have a wallet with your token in it that gets you to anywhere on the internet. Instead of logging into Facebook and logging into this and logging into that, you just click your wallet and it goes, oh, welcome. You're in any space you want to be in on the internet.
Okay.
And there's no password because it's digitally connected to you, right? Well, there's a password to get in your wallet.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what I mean? You're digitally... This is the next step to being fully connected to online, at a metaverse, all of that crazy crap. And it is hard to wrap our human minds around.
Let me ask you this. How long did it take for people to adapt to the internet and get to understand it? I think it took 4 or 5 years?
It started maybe longer. In the 80s.
I know, but that's what I'm getting at.
ARPANET.
How long is the process going to take? What is the adaptation rate? How long are we going to be waiting?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I think dude, this is world according to Bobby, so who knows? Yeah, I've been wrong once or twice in my life, but
only once or twice?
Only once or twice, man.
Wow, impressive.
Ask my wife; she'll not agree with that, but whatever. I think it will be faster than the internet.
What?
Only because of the tech, how technology is going so fast. I think adoption, we're just around the corner with making some adoptions in the contract space, the blockchain space, that is going to change so much of our world. That, and that's just my whole thought. And I've got, there's people that are even a lot smarter than me that disagree. So we'll see where we go around that corner.
I mean, I do believe that there will be adaptation. However, do I think it's going to be as easy as it should and going to be as fast as it should?
You know, so you think it's around to stay, but maybe it's going to be a while.
It's going to be a while, in my opinion. I mean, I think you have too many people that are too scared and too untrustworthy that say, you know what, no.
It's still considered a dark web thing almost. With the popularity of, like I said, the Bored Apes, Mutant Apes, and some of the CryptoPunks and that kind of stuff, there is some more mainstream legitimacy. We got a bunch of movie stars and a bunch of rappers and stuff that are owning, you know, $2 million
And JPEGs. I think that's awesome, and I think that helps with the adoption of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think we're there yet. Like, I still think... Not to mention,
what's the utility? Yeah, it always comes down to what's the how is this going to help us as human beings?
Well, not only that, I mean the other aspect that I'm thinking of is how is the government going to treat it?
Yeah,
that's a whole other hurdle that you got to deal with.
Yeah, that's interesting. Moe, did we go down an interesting path?
That was
we went
a
from
rabbit
the
hole.
Resignation to the whole crypto space,
right?
Which I think is relevant. I mean, it's
going to
open. I really believe, it's the new IT, and it's going to really open up a new path for technologists, for folks, and people that are interested in doing new things and more interesting things. It's cool to see another piece of the technology world come about. And I'm sure, like you said already, you're not seeing a lot of that for big companies needing it. But I think that might be not too far around the corner.
And that's what I say. Like, I mean, until that adoption phase kind of comes into play, you're not going to see a lot of it. Like right now, from a big business perspective, I mean, your whole thing is digital marketing and customer experience and making sure that they're at the forefront. So they're designing things in a way that's easier for the user. Will they adopt Bitcoin or will they adopt NFTs as payment? Mm-hmm. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Who knows? And I think the big brands, there are some big brands that are getting into the space. I mean, Nike and the pro basketball and stuff like that. They're getting into the space, but they're getting into the space. I think it's interesting using it as more of a marketing tool.
Yeah.
Not as actually using the technology.
Right. Well, and that's where I say, like, I don't know how they're going
to
tie it in. Yeah. I mean, but I think they eventually will. I just don't know to what degree.
Once some big brands actually start using it as a utility for something that can actually help us instead of just hype.
Exactly.
That's going to change a lot.
But
where that is and when that is, who knows? Touching your feet in some Web3 stuff is not a bad idea, in my opinion.
Not at all. I think it's
doing
think
it like you
great.
Said. You're seeing a lot of your candidates and stuff doing some side projects, some little funky things.
The ones
on the
that
side.
Are interested, it's more just side projects for them. They're just interested in just letting it be and seeing what happens with it.
Yeah. Well. So, this is the new IT. The future is looking pretty crazy and fun and interesting. And let's hold on to our hats because I think it's going to be a fun ride personally.
Yeah, I mean, I think it definitely will be a fun ride. I just think, I hate to be the
downer.
I wouldn't even call it a downer. Just the realist going back to
realist. Oh, even better.
Right.
Damn it.
It's just the adoption phase. Like, I don't know. Like, maybe I just know the way the government's working. I know how slow they work that I'm saying, like, you got a long time before they decide to change anything.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, I'm not just talking about crypto or NFTs or anything like that. I think the whole future of technology is going down a really cool, fun path.
Oh, absolutely.
We got so much cool stuff. And even in the AI space, there's... I'm ready for my car to drive itself, to be honest. I'm ready to, like, do work in my car from now on. I'm in my car a lot, driving from place to place.
That'd be nice.
I could get a lot of work done.
Absolutely.
If I didn't have to drive.
Think of how much time we'd save.
And I don't want to hire a chauffeur. That's just too weird.
So,
but
I mean,
a car that drives itself is fine.
Right. I mean, now that we're getting to the point where we're getting electric vehicles, I mean, do you think the next step is to dive into, I guess, the self-driving?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think it's absolutely the next. I mean, they're already doing a little bit. My son
bought a
Hyundai.
Okay.
And it you push a little button and it will stay in the lines on the highway.
Wow.
Even around corners. It will stay right in the lines around the corners. So, and that's just a Hyundai, nothing special.
Yeah.
It's just a regular, I think it's an Elantra.
Okay.
And it's a cool car, and it's, you know, not a real expensive car.
I had no idea.
Yeah. It's the first time that my son said, yeah, just let go of your hands. Take your hands off the wheel. I'm like,
you're like,
okay,
no.
Okay. There's four, you know, we're going 70 miles an hour, and man, we went around the curve. It just stayed right in the lines. So I don't think we're very far.
No. I mean, what? Google and Apple have been working on it for a little while.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean.
I mean, the Google car has driven, you know, hundreds of thousands of miles.
Right. Yeah.
We'll see. Gosh, I think we could keep talking all day.
I'm sure we could.
It's technology. It's fun. We're both geeks. It's a fun thing to talk about. But sometimes we got to go.
Sometimes we got to go.
You want to add any last thing?
No, I'm good.
Quotes?
I don't think I got anything.
Yeah, I think we
got it all out.
We could go down 10 times more rolls. So let's see you guys next time for the news.